The U.S. Navy has, for quite a while, never had to worry too much about China's submarines for decades. They were very noisy and very easy to track. Meanwhile, the Chinese military has been struggling to detect America's ultra-quiet submarines. Until now. Welcome to That's Life, I Swear. This podcast is about life's happenings in this world that conjure up such words as intriguing, frightening, life-changing, inspiring, and more. I'm Rick Barron, your host. That said, here's the rest of this story. In the annals of U.S. naval history, the U.S. has long enjoyed a sense of security for our country. This thinking is even more so when it came to regarding China's submarines. Let's face it, they were very noisy and very easy to trace. Thus, they posed very little concern for the U.S. Navy. Conversely, China has struggled to detect America's ultra-quiet submarines. However, urgency now grips the narrative as China is rapidly closing the substantial gap between the U.S. and Chinese militaries. Advances in submarine technology and undersea detection capabilities carry profound implications for American military strategy, particularly in the shadow of a potential conflict over Taiwan. The situation intensifies with revelations that happened in 2023, where China unleashed a nuclear-powered attack submarine equipped with pump jet propulsion system, a stark departure from traditional propellers. Satellite imagery captured the unsettling reality. China is incorporating noise-reducing technology that mirrors the latest American submarines. Concurrently, satellite images from Hudaodao Nuclear Power Submarine Manufacturing Base unveiled hull sections larger than any existing Chinese submarine, which is calling out an intent to booster output. Now, on top of all this, the Western Pacific is transforming into a perilous arena for U.S. submarines. Now, what do I mean by that? Beijing deliberately built what they call the Underwater Great Wall. It's a network of underwater sensor networks across the South China Sea and surrounding regions. This technology daring bestows China with an unprecedented ability to detect enemy submarines, a reality for the U.S. Navy to confront. China's underwater sensor networks extends to the seabed near Guam, home to a major American submarine base, disrupting the reliance on stealth capabilities. The military has whiteboarded various strategies, including deploying unmanned submersible craft to confuse, suppress, and counter China's undersea sensors. The People's Liberation Army enhances submarine detection by deploying patrol aircraft and helicopters equipped with sonar information gathering buoys and underwater listening devices called hydrophones on cables trailing ships or submarines. Now, to put a finer point on this, in August of 2023, China conducted a submarine hunting exercise lasting over 40 hours in the South China Sea, involving numerous Y-8 anti-submarine patrol aircraft. And just a few weeks earlier, joint anti-submarine warfare exercises with the Russian Navy in the Bering Sea of Alaska underscored a dramatic shift. The era of unchallenged U.S. dominance under the seas around China is fast coming to an end. In the past few years, the rapid growth of China's surface fleet has raised significant alarm. Despite surpassing the U.S. fleet in sheer numbers, China's vessels are comparatively very small and less advanced. In reaction to this development, the U.S. Navy is swiftly adjusting its strategy by reallocating a greater proportion of its forces to the Pacific region, deploying state-of-the-art ships and aircraft to address the emerging challenges. The concern over China's military muscle getting stronger and is spreading fast gave James Fennell, the former top intelligence officer for America's Pacific Command, purpose to emphasize the pressing need for new strategies below the waves to confront a more potent adversary. The problem magnifies in simulations of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, where U.S. submarines, presumed defenders, face an intricate challenge. While sinking Chinese fleet ships could impede invasion, the rising threat to U.S. submarines complicates this task. The proximity to the Taiwan Strait amplifies the seriousness of all of this. Envision China's nuclear-powered attack submarines assuming a hunter-killer role, seeking U.S. and allied submarines to the east of Taiwan. Brent Sadler, a former U.S. submarine officer, gave this warning when he was talking to a group of fellow congressmen just a few months ago. China's nuclear power capability skyrocketed in March of 2023 when General Anthony Cotton, who was head of U.S. Strategic Command, revealed at a congressional hearing that China has deployed new missiles on its ballistic missile submarines, capable of striking deep in the United States while staying very close to China's shores. Hearing that type of information should take center stage as tracking these Chinese submarines becomes a paramount role for the U.S. Navy and its attack submarines in the Asia-Pacific region. In 2020, a publication by a former People's Republican Army officer unveiled the concept for upcoming Chinese attack submarines. Now, according to the book, these submarines will feature engines mounted on shock-absorbing crafts to enhance vibration dampening. Concurrently, China is actively researching additional noise reduction technologies for submarines, including the development of an innovative hull material and more efficient nuclear reactors for propulsion, as indicated by the academic research papers. Christopher Carlson, a former naval officer, called out how new Chinese submarines rivaling the stealth technology of Russian Akula-1 class attack submarines from the 1990s throws light on how critical the situation is becoming. The quietness of these submarines poses an unprecedented challenge, intensifying the urgency for countermeasures. There's worry about discussions around the origin of China's submarine technology, with concerns about potential sharing of advanced submarine technology between Russia and China in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Let's face it, submarines with this type of technology will not only make them quiet, but extremely difficult to find. However, the problem is tempered by the acknowledgement that a new generation of Chinese nuclear-powered submarines is years away from active duty. There is uncertainty surrounding the United States' progress, and the potential scrapping of projects underscore the complexity of submarine development. The Seawolf-class submarine program's abandonment in 1995 due to high costs serves as a stark reminder we are losing precious time. The U.S. Virginia-class attack submarines and the planned Columbia-class ballistic missile submarines stand as a generation ahead, yet China's strategy to make submarines harder to detect and produce them at a scale exploits the U.S. stretched resources. It's critical that with China's intentions, the U.S. should beef up efforts to patrol the region, with squadrons of, say, P-8 aircraft rotating through a base in Okinawa, Japan. There's another problem that the U.S. lacks a permanent base of American anti-submarine patrol aircraft in the Asia-Pacific region. They need this. There's no doubt that tension grips the present, with the acknowledgement that maintaining surveillance depends on possessing the assets to track elusive submarines. China, feeling the necessity to enhance its sub-hunting capabilities, faces heightened collaboration between the U.S. and its allies. The situation escalated as the U.S. and U.K. pledged assistance to Australia in building its first nuclear power submarines. Additionally, the U.S. also agreed to sell Virginia-class nuclear-powered attack submarines to Australia as a stopgap measure. Seeing this happening on their front door is something China sees as a potential assault on them. It goes without question the spotlight on the U.S. submarine's fleet's shortfall. Urgent movements relocate more submarines to the Asia-Pacific region, with a declared need for 66 nuclear-powered attack submarines to fulfill global missions. The urgency is underscored by the dwindling fleet, which has 67 nuclear-powered submarines right now, but only 49 are classified as attack subs. I mean, to make matters worse, the current forecast is that the U.S. submarine inventory will dwindle to 46 boats by 2030. That's not too far away, folks. With current construction, only 4 more subs will be added by 2036. To reach an annual construction rate of 2 submarines, up from 1.2, obtain 66 attack submarines, wouldn't happen until 2049. That's another 25 years from now. As for China, their production line looks to have a total fleet of 80 attack and ballistic submarines by 2035. Do the math, that's only 11 years away. When you look at all these numbers, it becomes crystal clear the big problem that we have. It goes without saying that the U.S. submarine force will be in greater demand than ever before across the wider Pacific. In this urgent narrative, the clock is ticking, and decisions made today resonate across the unpredictable expanse of future conflicts and challenges. Well, there is one more thing. The advent of hypersonic missiles is reshaping the geopolitical landscape, and the United States finds itself again lagging behind as China and Russia jump ahead in this new but critical military technology. In a recent display of moxie, Beijing launched a hypersonic weapon in July of 2022 over the South China Sea, reaching speeds exceeding 15,000 miles per hour and circumnavigating the globe at 20 times the speed of sound. Think about that. With the capability to reach any point on Earth in less than an hour, this hypersonic missile poses a formidable threat. Think of this as a Sputnik moment for the United States. The test flight culminating in the missile striking near a target in China sent shockwaves through Washington, D.C., signaling China's advanced capabilities in hypersonics. These weapons, traveling at the speed of sound, possess the ability to execute high-speed attacks, launch from considerable distances, and elude most air defense systems today. They can carry both conventional explosives and nuclear warheads. While China and Russia have optionalized such technology, the United States is very far behind from this league. That said, think about this. Hypersonics can potentially alter the state balance that has long undergirded U.S. defense policy. While the U.S. military may still be the most powerful in the world, hypersonic missiles could help an adversary challenge that superiority by invading the U.S. early warning systems designed to detect attacks on North America or striking U.S. naval assets, including aircraft carriers, as well as key bases abroad. Even the most advanced U.S. warship in the South China Sea could be defenseless against a hypersonic attack. Ballistic missiles can travel at hypersonic speeds but follow a predictable flight path, making them easy to intercept before hitting a target. Cruise missiles like the U.S. Tomahawk can maneuver, but most travel more slowly, under the speed of sound. Hypersonic missiles combine speed with the ability to fly at low altitudes and maneuver in flight, making them more difficult to spot by radar or satellite. This makes them almost impossible to intercept with current systems. In the battle in the South China Sea, Beijing could use hypersonic missiles to more than double its reach, leaving U.S. ships in the region nearly defenseless, and even strike Guam, home to thousands of U.S. troops and key military installations. As for the United States, it has initiated investments in missile defense systems engineered to counter hypersonic missiles. This includes a collaborative development effort with Japan. Despite these advancements, these defense systems are still in their early stages and are not anticipated to be operational at best until 2033. Despite extensive investment spanning decades, billions of dollars allocated to various programs to advance hypersonic technology, the United States has encountered persistent setbacks marked by failures or project cancellations before achieving tangible success. Departing from its emphasis on counterterrorism efforts, the U.S. is now recommending substantial resources to developing hypersonics, as evidenced by the allocation of over $5 billion in the Pentagon's 2023 budget for these cutting-edge weapons. The urgency to overcome this technology disparity is further emphasized by the unprecedented collaboration with the private sector, which includes active participation from many Silicon Valley venture capitalists. What can we learn from this story? What's the takeaway? The idea of a war between China and the United States over Taiwan is a highly concerning and complex scenario with significant global implications. It's important to note that armed conflict between major powers like China and the United States would have severe complications and consequences, both in terms of human lives and geopolitical stability. The takeaway from such a war would have far-reaching and severe consequences across multiple dimensions: humanitarian, economic, geopolitical, environmental, and more. International efforts to prevent such a conflict and promote a more peaceful resolution is crucial for global stability and well-being. Let's hope we can reach that point. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, for show notes, calling out key pieces of content mentioned in the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for listening and your interest. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.